This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Barocci and Wrigley.
Nope.
No good!
That's what it sounded like when the Minnesota Golden Gophers missed the last second field goal attempt to try to force the game into overtime. They lose against the Northwestern Wildcats 38-35. And joining us now from GophersGuru.com, Daniel House, to talk Gopher football. Daniel, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Happy holidays, man. How you doing? You ready for Thanksgiving?
Ready for Thanksgiving. You know, I grew up in the turkey capital of America, so I'm well accustomed to turkey all year round. So,
well, you're well accustomed to the Gophers just finding a way to lose as well. The Gophers lose to Northwestern, both teams 6-5, both teams 4-4 in the Big Ten. This was a frustrating loss from this perspective. The Gophers struggled in the first half. Then they come out of halftime on fire and dominate Northwestern. Take a 28-13 lead. And let me kick back. They had a dominant second quarter. Okay? They had a dominant second quarter, and they go into halftime with a lead. And because I believe that the Gophers scored 21 points in that second quarter after trailing 10-0 in the first quarter. But the issue was, well, they couldn't sustain it. And their defense gave up 25 points in the second half and ultimately ended up losing the game. People looked at the Gophers this year and felt like defensively they were going to be strong. That has not been the case, Daniel. What do you make of this Gopher defense, because they have struggled all season long for the most part?
It's tough because they have struggled covering in man. They've struggled covering in zone. And when the defensive backs have to cover for long periods of time down the field because the pass rush is not getting home, it makes it hard to try to come up with a scheme to fit the personnel that you have. I think that's been the takeaway, is just defensive back-wise, you know, they're not as fast and active in the back end, and that has been kind of the storyline. You look at when they were in man coverage, guys losing their man, just not getting lined up right, being in the wrong spot. I think that there's just little detail stuff that they have to clean up, that a lot of those, you know, detail mistakes ended up being catastrophic errors that resulted in explosives. But like you said, the first quarter, they only ran 4 plays, and then the second quarter, it was just like turning on a switch.
Yep, it was. I look at this defense, though, man, and I'm just like, I don't have any hair because I'm bald, but I was ready to pull hair out. In the second half, Preston Stone, the quarterback from Northwestern, did not have an incomplete pass. Not one!
Well, yeah, coming into the game, he's a 58% completion percentage quarterback. He finishes the game at 83-some percent. I mean, it was just the inability to cover and rush the passer. I mean, they were blitzing at times and still not getting home. And he was comfortable back there. And when they had one-on-ones, the Northwestern's receivers were winning the matchups. Griffin Wilde had a good game. And, I mean, it's just one of those things where you can feel like Minnesota, you know, last year they had Justin Wally and Ethan Robinson at corner, but right now they're definitely not where they want to be at that cornerback position. And then when you can't rush the pass, that puts even more pressure on the corners.
Yeah, I just it bothered me to have a 28-13 lead, and then you end up blowing that lead. It was just, this was one of the more disappointing losses to me of the year, because you were dominating at one point and then you let it slip away. And I know that, you know, we talk about college kickers and all that stuff, whatever, and we like to joke and play with regards to how they miss field goals and, you know, wide right and wide left. But my goodness, man, to me, at least in my opinion, they never should have been in that position.
Well, I looked at it, too. I thought a turning point moment in the game was that missed field goal, the one in the third quarter, that 48-yarder. I mean, it's still a 28-21 game at that time. You know, it's 4th and 5 at Northwestern's 30. You look at the track record of the kicker and his success, you know, outside of 40, it hasn't been there this year. So is that a moment where you try to you go for it there with the idea that, you know, if you're able to convert, able to burn some more clock, potentially finish a drive, get closer for a field goal attempt? I just thought that was a kind of a turning point moment in the game where Northwestern kind of took control of game flow there and ended up tying the game on the next drive. And that I just thought that was kind of an underrated moment in the game.
Talking to Daniel House, GophersGuru.com, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Look, the Gophers are 6-5. They're 4-4 in the Big Ten, but in my opinion, this has not been a good year. The Gophers, in my opinion, have underachieved, and their only really, to me, good win on the season was against Nebraska. Am I selling them short, or am I on the money? What do you feel about my assessment? Because when I look to their other wins, Buffalo, Northwestern State, Rutgers, Purdue, Michigan State, those aren't exciting.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
And all of them came down to the end right in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were close games up to the end. You know, I think it was, you know, all the Big Ten games were competitive with chance for the other team to win. I mean, and I look at it like, you know, the Nebraska game was a game where they actually executed in all three phases. I mean, that was one of the cleanest games you could argue that they've played of the whole Fleck era, start to finish, from offense, defense, special teams, and they have been able to play a game like that since. I mean, that they came out firing at all cylinders, and I guess that's what people have been waiting for, is kind of a consistent all three phases performance. I actually thought you know, Drake Lindsey did some good things in that game, throwing receivers open and, you know, executing based on some of the looks that Northwestern was giving him. I actually thought, you know, he played quite well.
I agree with you, and I wanted to get to Lindsey because, look, he's got a lot of promise, man. I like what this kid has done so far in this Gophers offense this season. I think that he's a good quarterback. He's a young quarterback, really good kid. It sounds like 20 of 30, four touchdowns on Saturday. He threw for 264 yards passing. But we live in a world in which we have the transfer portal. We live in a world where even though you might be committed to a program, you're going to have people lurking and trying to pull you away. Do you have any concerns about that with Lindsey going into the offseason?
I don't have any concerns about that at this point, but, you know, like you say, the college football world is crazy. I mean, every day it's changing. People are floating money at people and things happen, but I don't have any reason to think that he's going to bolt at any point. I mean, his family has the connection to Minnesota through Jim Lindsey, who played for the Vikings. So, you know, Minnesota was a team that came and recruited him kind of when nobody else was really pursuing him yet at that point. And, you know, he's remained loyal through, you know, multiple offers after Minnesota came into the picture. So I think, you know, the idea of building upon some of the things that they did this year, trying to get some more wide receiver talent in there. Can you get a speed skill set that maybe can take the top off? I think the offense has to try to find ways to get faster in the skill positions and also be able to run the football with more consistency. I mean, that's kind of been the storyline this year. I think about what they could do in play action for Lindsey if they're able to run the football with some frequency and efficiency, but it just hasn't quite happened enough this year.
Well, hey, I do want to give some love not only to, because we talked about Lindsey, but Javon Tracy, man, that was an explosive game that he had on Saturday. I want to give him some props because he did a phenomenal job and he scored three touchdowns.
He had a couple of tough grabs, too. I mean, through contact, the one was very physical grab. I mean, the safety's barreling down. He's able to maintain control. And then that one on the in the red zone, he didn't really have a line of sight on the ball. I mean, Lindsey got that pass out very quick, and he turned and was still able to bring it in. I thought he played very well. You're seeing gradual improvement from him. And one of the things I say about playing receiver in this offense, it's a very complex, heavy language offense with a lot of things that these receivers need to know in terms of motions and splits and how to line up. And you look at Elijah Spencer, the receiver last year, when he came into the program that first season, it took him a little bit to get his footing underneath him. Second year, you saw huge improvement. Now you're starting to see where Javon Tracy gets to the back half of year one. Going into the next season, you're seeing, you know, tangible growth. So something that he can springboard into next year and then get another piece in here, like I say, maybe a speed-oriented skill set to complement him.
You know, going into this weekend, final game of the season. I know that we're already bowl eligible, but look, it's the rivalry weekend. Wisconsin, we're going to battle for the Axe. The interesting thing about this matchup, Daniel, is the fact that it's been a horrible year for the Wisconsin Badgers. But since it was announced that they were not going to fire Luke Fickell, they've actually responded. They beat Washington, who was ranked. They just beat Illinois over the weekend, 27-10. So the Badgers all of a sudden playing a little bit better football. Any concerns if you're a Gopher fan?
This is going to be an interesting game because, like you say, the Badgers have played better. And you go back and look at it, Lake, the amazing thing is this will be the first time the Badgers have played an unranked opponent since September 20th. So that tells you how difficult their schedule has been. I mean, they've had to play all of the top teams in the conference, and you're seeing gradual improvement as the season goes on. Their defense is catching stride. I think they've had five sacks in each of the last three games. Very, very impressive pass rush. And they've had a lot of key contributors step up, younger players, Mason Posta, a linebacker, someone to watch, number eight, true freshman, just a very impressive player that's elevated their scheme a lot. You know, they've had injuries at quarterback. Carter Smith has come in as a freshman and given them a little bit of a design QB run element, more of an option style offense where they got a lot of misdirection and eye candy that can get your defense out of alignment. So Minnesota's kind of struggled in some of those areas, just getting lined up correctly. So I think you're going to see a lot of exotic This feels like one of those games where, like, the first team to 20 points is probably going to end up winning it.
All right, so this is kind of an emotional question I'll ask you. It's probably emotional for both of us, but we need to dive into it. The Gophers and where they're at in the Big Ten with P.J. Fleck. Is this just who we are? Are we just a run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-pack Big Ten college football program? Because I really deep down inside, I feel like we should be better than this.
I think it's all about, you know, ROI and the transfer portal, especially at a school like Minnesota. If you want to elevate up to that next tier, I mean, you got to be able to hit on a lot of productive transfers to complement, you know, the four-year recruiting you have. I think that's going to be the thing that Minnesota is going to have to look to elevate is, can you find, identify the right transfer portal fits to fit along with your four-year recruiting and strike that right balance? I think there's a lot of retooling that has to be done from these middle-of-the-pack teams in the Big Ten if they want to push themselves up to that next level with all the revenue sharing and the NIL and all that. The strategy that goes into it, teams are going to have to start thinking creatively, and that's a challenge Minnesota is going to face, you know, in the next year or two is, you know, getting out ahead of that and strategically placing themselves in a position where they can gain some edges over their opponents.
It kind of sounds, though, like you feel like they should be better than this.
I think they can be. I think that they can elevate. I certainly do. If you turn the dials the correct way and acquire the right personnel at spots that influence the outcome of winning, I mean, you're certainly the top echelon teams in the Big Ten have a lot of money to work with, but you have to be able to maximize every single dollar, and your evaluation has to be on point with your personnel. I mean, that's going to be the key for them is the player identification piece. They got to be able to maximize what they have and continue to push the limits there.
All right, so in the Big Ten, you got two teams that are undefeated in the conference, both Indiana and Ohio State, 8-0, 11-0 as well overall. Who's the best team in the Big Ten?
Like IU, I think Indiana is the most complete team. I mean, you look at it, they're able to run it, they're able to throw it. Fernando Mendoza in the clutch moments, able to lead his team up the field at Penn State. I love the idea of Elijah Surratt, Charlie Becker, Omar Cooper, dynamic trio of wide receivers. But then you look at their defense, so physical at the line of scrimmage. They can play the run, they disguise coverage very well. I cannot wait for a Big Ten championship game between Indiana and Ohio State. It's just going to be the ultimate chess match between two very talented teams.
Hey, Daniel, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man. The next time we chat will probably be when we hear about which bowl game the Gophers will be playing in because I have the rest of this week off and then next week as well. So let's chat in the next couple of weeks, my man. Happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, Lake.
All right, take care. That's Daniel House. Check out his fine work, gophersguru.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.